It's such a pleasure today to be speaking to author Jessica Anja Blau, who just happens to be in Amsterdam, although her latest book, her fifth novel, a coming-of-age story called Mary Jane, is set in Baltimore. So lovely to welcome you back to Book Notes, Jessica. Thank you so much for carving out time for us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be back.
I think that any writer, even if they're writing perhaps a dry piece of something or other, inevitably brings a part of themselves to it. And then at the other end of the scale, there are books that are, you know, so autobiographical that it might as well be a memoir. Where on that scale does Mary Jane fall for you?
Oh, it's funny. I mean, I grew up in Southern California, and so it's very much not my life, but one of my daughters read it and she said, "Mom, it's you." She said, it was just you. It's exactly you. So I would say that internally, Mary Jane's internal life and the way she thinks and how she sees the world and the way she wants order and books alphabetized, she is entirely me, but her childhood and what happens to her is completely fictionalized. It's almost like a fantasy. I would have loved to have been Mary Jane in that situation she was in.
So what is her coming of age, in fact?
Well, she lives in Roland Park in Baltimore, and she's from a very conservative family. And when she takes a job as a summer nanny down the street for one of the first Jewish families to move into the neighborhood in 1975, the book takes place in 1975, she sees people living in a different way. And additionally, the psychiatrist, the person she's nannying for, is a psychiatrist, and his wife has taken in a very famous rock star and a movie star who are hidden from Roland Park and from the city of Baltimore all summer long. So suddenly she's spending her summer with a rock star and a movie star and a heroin addict and a little kid and Jewish people and a woman who doesn't wear a bra. And the coming of age is realizing that the world is much bigger than what she knew, and that different lifestyles are possible.
I'd love you to introduce us to Mary Jane with a little excerpt, please, Jessica.
Sure, I'll make this quick. So one of the things in the house where she's the nanny is that the house is an absolute mess, chaos and disorder, and everything in the refrigerator is almost unrecognizable. So she decides to clean the refrigerator with Izzy, who's the five-year-old she's taking care of. So here's just a little paragraph from there. "Once the table was clear, I returned to the fridge. Izzy stood by, holding a hefty bag with two hands. The first thing I pulled out was a foil-wrapped, thick, semi-gelatinous brown blob. Bad. I dropped it in the bag. Izzy looked in the bag. Bad. Next, I pulled out a saucer that had a shimmery slab of what might have originally been a meat but was now covered with mossy green fuzz. Bad. Bad, Izzy repeated. I jumped to the vegetable bin, as it was a smaller space and would sooner give me a sense of accomplishment. There were several loose onions, half the skin gone, with divots of black and crumbs and dirt embedded in the exposed flesh. Bad, 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 I said. Bad, 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 Izzy said." That's a bit of them. They were going to do the good, bad game, but there wasn't much good coming out of that refrigerator.
This has been called an ode to Baltimore. And it's the fifth novel by Jessica Anja Blau. It's called Mary Jane. The easiest way to find out more about it is to go to Jessica's website, which is jessicaanjablau.com. It's such a joy to talk to you, Jessica, and well done. I'm seeing this coming up on all sorts of bestseller lists.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for having me. And it is an ode to Baltimore. I do love Baltimore.